This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why muscle growth takes years, not months, the cellular biology behind training limits. Editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. The frustration of training plateaus may have less to do with your workout program than with fundamental constraints in muscle cell biology. Recent analysis of myofiber adaptation mechanisms shows that skeletal muscle growth is governed by cellular-level processes that operate on timescales measured in months to years, not weeks, a finding that challenges popular narratives about rapid body composition change. Key takeaways: muscle protein synthesis and myonuclei accretion operate on biological timescales that limit growth rates regardless of training intensity. Myonuclei, permanent additions to muscle cells, take extended periods to be acquired and incorporated into fibers. Program design optimizes the trigger for growth, but cannot override the underlying cellular machinery that determines the rate of hypertrophy. Mechanism at a glance. 6 to 12 months, minimum period required to observe measurable increases in muscle cross-sectional area under optimal training and nutrition conditions. Phases of muscle adaptation and their typical timescale, duration of physiological changes in response to resistance training, from immediate to long-term remodeling, myofiber recruitment hours, hours protein synthesis elevation, days, satellite cell activation, weeks, myonuclei incorporation, months, measurable hypertrophy, 6 to 12 months, source, exercise physiology literature consensus, Georgian Medical Journal News. The myonuclei problem, why more training doesn't accelerate growth indefinitely. Muscle fibers are multinucleated syncytia, single cells containing dozens to hundreds of nuclei. Each nucleus can support protein synthesis for only a limited volume of cytoplasm, a concept termed the nuclear domain. When resistance training triggers muscle damage, satellite cells, muscle stem cells, are activated to donate their nuclei to existing fibers, expanding the nuclear domain capacity and enabling greater overall protein synthesis. However, this process, myonuclei accretion, occurs gradually and is governed by satellite cell availability, activation kinetics, and fusion efficiency. The implications are straightforward. No amount of additional training volume or frequency can force satellite cells to fuse faster than their biology permits. This explains why elite bodybuilders and strength athletes require years, not months, to add meaningful cross-sectional area, even under optimal conditions including perfect nutrition and progressive overload. The training stimulus is necessary but not sufficient. It is a trigger, not a lever for accelerating the underlying cellular clock. Protein synthesis and the ceiling of acute adaptation. Acute resistance exercise elevates muscle protein synthesis, MPS, for 24 to 48 hours post-training, as documented in the literature on post-exercise anabolism. However, this acute elevation is finite and plateaus even with repeated daily stimuli. The net protein balance, the difference between synthesis and breakdown, must remain positive over weeks and months to accumulate the contractile proteins, primarily actin and myosin, that constitute measurable hypertrophy. Optimizing training program design and nutrition can maximize this positive balance within the bounds set by biology. A well-designed resistance program that emphasizes mechanical tension, muscle damage, and metabolic stress serves as an efficient trigger, but it does not alter the absolute rate at which satellite cells fuse or the kinetics of myofibrillar protein turnover. For more information on optimizing training stimulus, see our clinical updates section. Why individual variation matters: genetics, age, and training history. The timeline for measurable hypertrophy varies considerably among individuals, driven by factors including age, genetic variation in satellite cell density, training experience, and hormonal status. Younger individuals and those new to resistance training often experience faster initial gains, a phenomenon termed newbie gains, because their satellite cell pools are underutilized. Conversely, trained individuals approaching their genetic potential require longer periods to accumulate additional myonuclei and achieve further growth. This variability underscores an important point. the biological ceiling is not fixed across the population. However, it is real and subject to constraints that no training innovation has yet overcome. Even anabolic steroid use, which enhances protein synthesis and satellite cell activity, does not eliminate the requirement for extended training periods. It simply shifts the ceiling upward and accelerates progression within it. Myonuclei are permanent additions to muscle cells, and their acquisition is the primary driver of sustained hypertrophy capacity. Because satellite cell fusion occurs gradually, the timescale for meaningful muscle growth is inherently months to years, regardless of training or nutritional optimization. Dr. William Wallace, Exercise Physiology, Facebook Research Communication, 2024. What this means for patients: setting realistic expectations, muscle growth visible to others typically requires 6 to 12 months of consistent training, not weeks. Early gains are usually neural adaptation and reduced water loss, not myofibrillar growth. For clinicians, understanding muscle remodeling biology is essential for counseling patients on body composition change, sarcopenia prevention in older adults, and rehabilitation timelines. Encouraging patience and consistency is as important as program design. For policymakers, public health messaging about physical activity and body composition should emphasize long-term commitment rather than rapid transformation. Realistic timescales improve adherence and reduce abandonment of training programs. Frequently asked questions: can nutrition or supplements speed up myonuclei accretion? Adequate protein intake and caloric balance optimize the conditions for satellite cell activation and protein synthesis, but they do not accelerate the rate of myonuclei fusion itself. Creatine supplementation may enhance satellite cell activity, but the effect is modest. The cellular machinery operates on its inherent timescale. Why do some people see rapid muscle gain in their first weeks of training? Initial rapid changes are primarily neural adaptation, improved movement efficiency and recruitment, and glycogen water retention in muscle, not myofibrillar protein accumulation. True hypertrophy, structural growth in cross-sectional area, emerges more slowly as myonuclei accrue and protein synthesis is sustained. Does periodization or training frequency affect the timeline for hypertrophy? Periodization and frequency optimize the training stimulus and recovery, maximizing the efficiency of each adaptation cycle. However, they do not override the biological constraints on myonuclei acquisition or protein synthesis rates. Better program design triggers growth faster, but the underlying cellular clock remains the same. The persistent appeal of rapid body transformation narratives in fitness marketing reflects a genuine human desire for quick results. However, understanding the cellular biology of muscle adaptation, particularly the role of myonuclei and the timescale of satellite cell fusion, provides a grounding in reality. This knowledge is not discouraging. Rather, it explains why consistency over years, not perfection over weeks, is the true determinant of long-term muscular development. Clinicians and health professionals who communicate this to patients encourage sustainable behaviors and realistic expectations, ultimately improving health outcomes and program adherence. For current evidence on resistance training and public health, consult the clinical updates and new studies sections of GMJ News. Source: Research Communication on Muscle Growth and Cellular Adaptation, Dr. William Wallace, 2024.